Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Branscombe, Bay Barnwell, born 1888. I was just thinking last night about music, because music was something I liked very well. I studied the violin a lot and played instruments and repaired pianos. I learned to play violin while I was in the mountains out there, sort of by myself. I was 14 or 15 then. That's when I was out there at Branscombe. There was a fella by the name of Gunnar Spjuth out there, a Swede. He was a pretty good violin player. He used to tell me things and talk with me, and we played together afterwards some, but it didn't take me long to learn to play some notes by myself. And then I got acquainted with people. My brother and I used to play for dances over at the coast. He played chords on piano or an organ. Did you ever see a pumpin' organ? Well, they didn't have that. They had a piano. That was in the old Westport Hotel. We used to ride over on horseback or walk and get there. Between the two of us, the fellow that gave the dances, he'd take care of our horse, feed it, give us our feed and a bed, and we'd get, I think it was $10 apiece for playing. We played from 8 o'clock at night until 5 in the morning. We played for those old dances. I played in Westport a lot. But I sent all the way to Chicago for my violin. I still have the receipt. I can easily remember the day I got it because I walked over to Westport to get it. That was in 1907, November 13th. And I got a bow with it, too, in a little box it come in. I came on back home. I walked back. It was about 12 miles to home from there, from Westport. I had that violin for a long time. I didn't practice anything. I didn't know how to practice. I wasn't studied. I didn't know anything about practice or how to bow. I never learned to play very good until I was about 22 years old, till I went back east. Here's the school I went to in Lincoln, Nebraska. I was just living in a musical atmosphere for a year in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I never knew what piano playing was till I went there. But I used to practice the violin 3 or 4 hours a day, which you'd have to. But I was too old to start with, but I got this fellow up here at Covelo, a fellow named Van Noss. We played these duets. Boy, that was something. He was a Norwegian Swede, pretty good player. He never studied much, but he knew good music. You know what I mean? We played by the hour. We just sit and played. You can't imagine how much. I got whole boxes of music. When you get into Haydn, boy, you had something, really something. I played with some of the good ones here in town, but you don't find many. You don't find anybody that wants to play. They may want to play, but they want to show off all the time, see? I always played just because I wanted to play. But I got started way too late, you see? I was way up on 23 years old, and I got homesick to come home. Never been away from home before. Our family of boys, mother, and all of us, we was very close. I can see now what it was about coming home. I was intended to go back to playing, but I didn't. Now, what's the use of trying to learn to play? You can't play concertos and go and peel tan bark and work in the woods. It tears your hands all to pieces, and you know it just slows you up. That jar of an axe or a shovel, that just ruins the muscles in your hands, you see. But those guys in Nebraska played Mendelssohn's Concerto and Tchaikovsky. I've got those records in there. I'm sure glad you came over here. You're the only one I've ever talked to in years. You've been listening to the recollections of Bay Barnwell. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.